Hog Sameach. Hog Shavuot Sameach. And welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with your Bible teacher and minister of God's Word and my lovely wife, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Shalom to all, and may you all have a happy celebration of Pentecost this Sunday, especially since most churches will now reopen. Anyhow, thanks for tuning in to our continuing discussion on the higher-leveled Jesuits and their secret trainees, often using hidden identities so to infiltrate all the other different areas of civilization.
Well, you know, that's a topic you've been researching for at least a decade.
Yes, and I was stirred up again when the first Jesuit Pope was chosen, but more recently stirred up even more when I realized that Dr. Fauci was trained in a Jesuit high school, a Jesuit Georgetown college, and Jesuit Georgetown University. Let us pray.
Well, do you think he's a Jesuit? Abba Father, our El Shaddai, we pray thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, knowing with full confidence you are in total control of everything. We will not fear the arrow that flies by night, but rather exude the joy of the Lord, for that is our strength that sustains us. We humbly ask for your blessing on tonight's program, as we lay at your throne the prayer requests recently sent in. May they easily endure their afflictions and give thanks in all circumstances as we continue praying for the salvation of our loved ones.
Praise you, Jesus.
We pray discernment increases amongst your people because evil surrounds us as we anxiously await to meet you in the air to be forever with you. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen and hallelujah. Sunday is Pentecost, the official start of Christ's church. And we are forever grateful for Acts chapter 2. But as most of you know by now, the birth of the church was not the first Pentecost. The Jewish nation had been celebrating Pentecost since Moses received the Ten Commandments,
which is the law,
right, at Mount Sinai, which came 50 days. And by the way, Penti is Greek for five, but it came 50 days after crossing through the Red Sea on the Hebrew calendar of Nisan 17, a very important date. Do you think it a coincidence? That Acts chapter 2 just happened to be 50 days after Christ rose from the dead, who he also rose on Nisan 17.
I think not.
Mm-hmm. Pentecost must always fall on a Sunday.
According to Leviticus 23:15, must be the day after the seventh Sabbath.
Exactly. Counting from the feast of first fruits of the spring barley harvest. Now, by Jesus sending the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, he fulfilled his fourth out of seven appointments.
The last three appointments of our Lord surround the fall harvest.
That we always talk about in September.
Boy, do we.
Yeah. But tonight, we will continue our very important teaching about the echelon of the Jesuits.
How about a quick review from last week?
Well, okay, but it is up on our webpage if anybody missed it.
Or need to hear it again.
Right. And no computer? Well, the libraries are up and running again, as is most businesses, depending on your state. And as noted already, churches are too.
Yeah, much thanks to President Trump, who took a stand for our right to worship.
He sure did. And we should mention, be a little careful with wearing the masks. Don't overdo it, because I am hearing some bad reports of breathing in too much of your own exhaled carbon dioxide and possible toxins that are even actually in the paper masks as well.
So wear them minimally when possible.
Okay. Last week we began by giving you our conclusions as to who is Mystery Babylon, the harlot, being the upcoming one world religion to be headed by the Vatican of Rome, who will and already is accepting all faiths as a way to the Father.
Now that is important to note.
Yeah, listen up. It's already taking place.
Scripture says in John 14:6, only through the biblical Jesus.
That's right. So let us be clear. You can no longer really deny who right now is the leader over the harlot woman because it is being organized right now by this Jesuit pope.
Well, what the believers have had a hard time with is that we think the pope will fulfill both roles.
I do. And then I think he'll appoint another beast, the false prophet, to assist him to watch over the harlot woman. And very important information comes from Daniel 9:26, which plainly tells us that this coming evil prince will be from the same people who destroyed the last Jewish temple, and that was the Romans.
And the Vatican sits on one of the seven hills in Rome.
Mm-hmm. Their destruction has been put on hold for the birth of his true church, but when Jesus returns, he will finish the job forever.
Amen to that.
And this is why the bride must leave, because we were not here for the first 483 years of Daniel's 490-year prophecy. And we will be enjoying our honeymoon in heaven during the last 7 years to totally finish that prophecy. That ends in verse 27 of Daniel 9, when the Antichrist will be made desolate.
Well, you know, there is a missing gap of time between verse 26 and 27.
That's right. And we see other gaps in Scripture. By the way, we've talked about that in the past. Mm-hmm. But it's filled in by the church age, these gaps. And since it was a mystery in the Old Testament, so although not in writing, it kind of was still there by its absence. And we know that because we are living in the New Testament times, and hindsight is 2020.
Yes, now we can see it clearly.
Mm-hmm. So something else we can see because of the history of the popes is that the Antichrist isn't just a political leader. He could easily play a double role.
Antichrist doesn't mean against Christ, well, at least out in the open.
Right. It means instead of or to take the place of Christ.
Right.
So to assume he's not a spiritual leader as well just doesn't connect with me. So bottom line, he's a political ruler and will rule over the people spiritually in the one world church of the false Messiah who makes an image of himself.
Who will, like a robot, talks.
Mm.
Thanks to artificial intelligence.
That's right. And at the middle of the tribulation, he demands worship and sits in the new temple on the Temple Mount, while his appointed false prophet, whoever that is, assists him over the harlot church till she is destroyed.
And that's Revelation 17:16.
Amen. So just a little history proves that the past popes have most always ruled over kings and over the one world church until the Reformation, which is why the Jesuits were created to infiltrate the Protestant churches, which they did, causing division and strife.
So the son of perdition will wear both crowns and rule over everything.
And the mother of harlots, as the one world church is described in Revelation 17:5, is arrayed in purple and will ride on the scarlet beast for a short while.
The Vatican's two main colors are scarlet and, let me see, I bet purple.
Go figure.
Uh-huh.
So let us repeat. The evidence is mounting quickly because Pope Francis the Jesuit is already doing it.
Yeah, well, the interfaith movement is accelerating.
And interfaith agreements to join all faiths together are being committed to in writing, or at least will be. But they've already been signed by Islam's Grand Imam. And, of course, why not, since the Vatican created Islam anyhow?
Yeah, which we began looking at, I think, last week.
We did. And there has already been an oral agreement by Israel's Sanhedrin, who are really Talmudic Jews who have not changed their stripes from when Jesus said their father was the devil.
Do you think their signing onto this covenant is part of the peace agreement of Daniel 9?
Yes, because that is definitely spiritual fornication.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging Allah to be the same as Jehovah.
Well, like the golden calf incident.
Yeah, actually much worse.
Uh-huh.
By the way, this spiritual union has been hinted at for years with other popes, but the time was not yet.
Well, by now, it's taking off.
Which makes it more exciting, knowing the true believers are soon leaving, which we must do. The restrainer has to leave for all this to happen, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:7.
Boom! It'll happen like lightning.
Oh, that reminds me, remember how the lightning hit the Vatican when Pope Benedict announced his resignation? And that was on February 11th, 2013.
Then Jesuit Francis took over the next month.
He did. Now, we pointed out last week that the Vatican actually sits on the same hill known in ancient times as the place of the serpent, where a satanic temple once stood.
And remember, Vatican City is totally sovereign and self-run.
That's right. It lives by its own rules.
Yep.
Last week, we told the story, as explained by an ex-Jesuit, Rivera, how the Vatican, through missionaries, especially Augustine, back in the 7th century, manipulated a boy named Muhammad and his guardian uncle to start a religion, eventually becoming the leader of Islam, which would be subservient to Rome.
Well, you know, they were for a while.
Yes. They would disguise themselves, infiltrate, and spy on Arabs who had not yet converted to Catholicism.
Which many Arabs were converting to at the time.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this was during the Dark Ages now, when Rome burned Christian and Jewish manuscripts and all Bibles. So this new Islamic faith with the Messiah, they called Muhammad, were brainwashed into thinking that Jews and Bible-believing Christians were the enemy and to be destroyed.
Yeah, that's right out of the pit of hell.
And in Revelation 2, I believe it's the prophetic church Thyatira, the woman Jezebel, which lasted till the Reformation in 1517, the church at Sardis.
Led by Martin Luther.
Mm-hmm. And that's why and when the Jesuit Order of Loyola came to be. Again, to infiltrate, cause chaos and division, so to hopefully bring them all back into a universal one-world church that it had once been. Now, you don't even have to be any particular faith. Just all unite under one control freak and bowing down to the one and only world's false messiah, whose real name is Hasatan. So isn't it very fitting we have a Jesuit of the fourth vow about to make it happen and will as soon as the true believers are gone?
Hallelujah.
But back to this false religion of Islam. Well, that's certainly made for a happy Satan. And soon Muhammad began receiving demonic divine revelations. Go figure. And Khadijah, who helped make this all happen, became his older wife. And her cousin, Catholic cousin, Warqua, which was also Muhammad's mentor, helped interpret them.
From this came the Quran.
And that's where we left off last time. And tonight we'll take it further right after this message.
Okay, you can reach us by email to SheilaShofarMinistries.net or call the office and leave your detailed question or prayer request to 440-834-7884. 9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please prayerfully consider any love offering which is needed and greatly appreciated, and will automatically put you on our mailing list for any news updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, that contains many teachings, especially on Hebraic Roots 101. Mm-hmm. And they're not that hard.
No.
And all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Thank you, dear.
There you go.
So, from one of his many visions, Muhammad claimed Allah told him that he was the messenger of Allah.
That began his career as a prophet.
Yes, and he received many more messages. But by the fifth year of Muhammad's mission, some persecution erupted from the pagans. Now, they were pretty angry that these new Muslims refused to worship idols. So most fled to Abyssinia, whose king was Roman Catholic, and accepted them because their views on Mary were very close to Catholic doctrine.
They even prayed on beads.
And they still do. Mm-hmm. Muhammad had many writings, or at least were credited with them, but they didn't end up all in the Quran.
Some in an extra book called the Hadith.
Mm-hmm. Still other writings were classified, and only the Ayatollahs have access to them. That just may contain information supposedly linking the creation of Islam to Catholicism. But both Islam and the Vatican have so much information on each other, I'm told, that if exposed, it could create such a scandal that it would be a disaster for both religions.
Yeah. So in the Quran, Christ is regarded as just a prophet, not God or even the Son of God.
Right. And to them, the Pope was God's representative on earth, therefore a prophet who had the respect as another holy man, so therefore obeyed the Pope's decrees, who moved quickly and issued bulls granting the Arab generals permission to invade and conquer the nations of North Africa, and generously financed these massive Islamic armies in exchange for three important factors.
Yeah, number one, eliminate the Jews and true believers, which they called infidels. Two, protect the Augustinian monks and Roman Catholics. Three, conquered Jerusalem for his holiness in the Vatican.
Mm-hmm. So as time went by, the power of Islam became tremendous. Jews and true Christians were slaughtered, and Jerusalem eventually fell into their hands. Roman Catholics were never attacked, however, nor were any of their shrines during this time. Now, that speaks volumes of confirmation in that alone. However, when the Pope demanded to take control over Jerusalem, he was surprised at their denial. The Arab generals became proudful with such military success that they wanted to keep Jerusalem for themselves, especially since Muhammad wrote that Abraham offered Ishmael as a sacrifice, and it was not Isaac, thereby building a mosque over the assumed rock, and that was approximately 690 A.D., calling it the Dome of the Rock, in Ishmael's honor, on the Temple Mount, where the Jewish temple that had been destroyed back in 70 A.D. once stood. This made Jerusalem the third most holy place in the Islam faith, the first being Mecca in Saudi Arabia, the supposed birthplace of Muhammad in 571 A.D. He died in 632 A.D., and then the other place is Medina that houses the huge black box called the Kaaba. By now, the Vatican realized what they had created was way out of control. They, even calling His Holiness an infidel. The Muslim generals were determined to conquer the world for Allah, and now they turned toward Europe. Well, Pope Urban didn't like that at all, so he raised up his own armies, called the Crusaders, to hold back the Muslims from grabbing Catholic Europe. Well, these Crusades lasted centuries. Many battles incurred, and Jerusalem slipped out of the Vatican's hands. And the Turks conquered Jerusalem in 1517, which just happens to be the same year of Luther's Reformation. So, just a few years later, in 1540, the Jesuits were created to, by this time, they would be seriously fighting for the Pope. But not overtly, as in the Crusaders, but rather covertly and behind the scenes as sneaky little devils. And now we can understand Paul's statement about the wolves in sheep's clothing. Hello? So anyway, we will reveal a lot more gruesome details next time. But let me leave you with this summarized account from another ex-Jesuit named Charles Chiniqui. Before Abraham Lincoln was president, he was a lawyer, and he actually defended this whistleblower, ex-Jesuit Chiniqui, who was exposing the truth about the Jesuits. They not only tried to kill him, they then sued him for slander and some other tidbits. Anyhow, Lincoln felt sorry for him and took his case, and he won. When Abraham saw why he was sobbing so, he said, why are you crying? You won. Chiniqui told him straight out that he was actually crying, not for me, he said, but for you, who would most likely be assassinated for defending him and for winning. Well, apparently Abraham knew it too, especially when he found out who actually instigated the Civil War. And then you add the slavery issue. Well, sure enough, about 4 years later, it was a Jesuit hired man named Booth who shot President Lincoln. Booth had been trained by John Surratt, a high-level Jesuit of the Fourth Vow, just like Pope Francis is. So no surprise to me when I heard Pope Francis declare that all good people go to heaven, even atheists. And that really clinched it. Yes, he could very well be the head of the one world religion and even the New World Order. The fourth vow of the Jesuits is so gruesome I can't even say the words specifically. It's been wiped off the internet, but I copied it years ago and is still in older books exposing the fourth vow Jesuits. But they are the covert militia of the Pope and vow to have no opinion of their own and will kill any heretic on any order by command. Yeah, there is evil in the world. But let me ask you, do you have the blood of Jesus flowing through your heart? And how well do you know Him? Is He personal to you? If not, you can invite Him in right now. Right now, get on your knees and accept Jesus as your Savior. You know, He totally paid your debt for your sins. Oh, grab it now while you still have the opportunity. Otherwise, you can prefer, I guess, to pay the debt for your sins all by yourself. And it ain't pretty. It's always your choice. Let me leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.